fine day with our Say Wheat specialist, Dr. Jeff Edwards. Jeff, 1st of March now. The rating services, the NAS folks are saying a fair to good crop right now. Is that kind of what you're seeing out there?
That pretty well matches with what I'm seeing. I would say we have a fair to good crop on the surface. If you look at where things are today, yes, we're in that situation. What concerns me, again, is the lack of subsoil moisture. If we continue to get rainfall, we're on our way to a good crop. But it won't take but a couple of weeks of 80 to 90 degree temperatures and 20 to 30 mile an hour wind for what little moisture we have to be gone. And we could be in a world of hurt in a hurry if that happens.
Now compared to last year, we are much better off because we simply didn't have any topsoil moisture last year either.
That's correct. Compared to last year, we are much better off because we do have a good start to our crop. We have a good crop established in most cases. Some of it went in a little late, maybe a little smaller than what we would like. But this snowfall that's melting right now and we get a little bit of warm temperature, I think it will come to life and make up for lost time. So we are certainly in much better shape right now than we were at the same time last year.
Some of the things that guys need to be doing right now, obviously we're starting to see that transition off of wheat pasture as far as cattle. I know that you've been talking a lot about the first hollow stem event.
Right. We're at or past first hollow stem on much of our wheat pasture ground, especially, say, south of I-40. I would say most of that wheat pasture is already past first hollow stem. As temperatures warm over the next week, we will quickly be there in central Oklahoma. Northern Oklahoma and the Panhandle won't be far behind. So I think at the most we maybe have another week or so on some of that wheat pasture. It's time to be making plans for those cattle.
I guess what, you know, as far as some of the other things the guys need to be actually paying attention to, we've heard some reports from Dr. Hunger regarding some diseases.
We have. We've seen quite a bit of leaf rust showing up in southern Oklahoma, even some stripe rust. If you listen to the reports south of us, where much of our spores come from, we're hearing about quite a bit of leaf rust and stripe rust in Texas, which is a concern. That doesn't mean we're going to have a bad year, but it is a concern. For most of our producers, the best recommendation right now is still to sit back, wait, and monitor the situation. Generally, the most profitable fungicide application for us will be a flag leaf application. That's going to be early April, late March. If we have a severe infestation in a particular field, maybe we could do a split application and go out with a lower rate early about jointing or just past. But that's going to be the exception rather than the rule. In most cases, I prefer to hold off on my fungicide investment till that flag leaf is out there.
And we've talked before, you can pay just about anything for a fungicide.
You can. We have generic products out there that, you know, the cost of the product, we're talking $2 per acre, and you can spend up to $15 or $18 per acre on product. You really need to look at the yield potential of that crop. For producers who are the exception rather than the rule, and they're considering going out with an early fungicide application or a split application, I would go with a low-cost product for that first application. If I'm going to pay for more of a premium product, maybe has a little bit better, a little longer protection, I'm going to do that at flag leaf timing. And also I'm going to look at my yield potential. If I'm in that 40 bushel range, I'm probably going to go with a less expensive product. If I have better yield potential, maybe bumping 60 or 70 bushels, I would consider one of the premium products or start considering at that point.
1st of March, are we pretty well past where the guys can really get in and do any last-minute top dressing?
We're right there. There's maybe a little bit of time to get in right behind the closing bell there and get some top-dress nitrogen on, but the window is quickly closing. The return on that top-dress nitrogen investment is diminishing. If we have producers out there that have not applied top-dress nitrogen, I would still go ahead and do it. It's just that the return on that investment after you get to jointing starts to go down. So you're just not making as much bang for your buck as you would have if you'd got it out there in a timely fashion.
Finally, this is the season coming up pretty quickly when a lot of wheat field tours are looked at. You're looking at the variety plots that you've got across the state. How are things looking this year on the ones that you put out all across Oklahoma?
Really good. You know, in Oklahoma, there seems always a drought or something going on somewhere, and we have about a 10 to 15% mortality rate on those variety trials. But all of our variety trials look good. We're looking forward to field day season. I encourage folks to check with their local county extension office to find out when the closest wheat field day is going to be in their area. We have a lot of those stacked up in April and early May, so that's coming up very quickly.
Again, you can go to your local extension office, and they'll give you details of the one closest to you.
That's the best place to go because they have the best information regarding the start time and also could tell you which ones are going to have a meal associated with those field days. We have some pretty good meals at some of those. So, yeah, the local county extension office is the best place to go for that information.